This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 472 for Wednesday, July 10th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures continued to fall back on Wednesday afternoon in concert with the ongoing sell-off in the oil seeds. At the final settlement, the November canola contract drops $14.40 at $617.90 per ton, while the January contract falls $14 at $627.60 per ton. In the sell-off, the Chicago soy complex, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil are lower. Increases in crude oil are helping to temper further losses among the oilseeds. In this downward shift, November canola is now below its major moving averages, putting more pressure on the oilseed. Added to that, canola crush margins are lower, with the November positions down by about $10 at around $140 per ton above the futures. Manitoba Agriculture reports the province's canola is in the rosette stage to flowering. Farmer spraying for diseases is underway. The Canadian dollar is slightly higher so far on Wednesday afternoon, with the loonie at 73.4 U.S. cents, compared to Tuesday's close of 73.32. Rain from what's left of Tropical Depression Beryl is forecast to fall today over parts of Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. Yesterday, Beryl brought rain to areas of Louisiana, Missouri, and Illinois. The United States Department of Agriculture announces a sale for 132,000 tons of new crop soybeans to China. Ahead of Friday's supply and demand report, U.S. soybean production for 2024-25 is to slip 26 million bushels at 4.42 billion. The national soybean yield is expected to be 52 bushels per acre. Output for U.S. new crop corn is expected to increase to 15.11 billion bushels, with yields of 181 bushels per acre. Wheat production is also projected to grow, with 1.92 billion bushels forecast. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Wednesday. The November contract gives up 13 cents at $10.67 per bushel. August soy oil loses about 6 tenths of a cent at 46.34 cents per pound. August soy meal is down $6.10 at $339.20 per short ton. Also in Chicago, September corn bumps up 2 cents at $3.96 per bushel. September oats are down 5.5 cents at $2.96. The U.S. wheat complex is dropping back, with Chicago September giving up 10.5 cents at 561.5. Kansas City September pulls back 12 cents at 561.5. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis September loses 7 cents at 610.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday, July 10th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.